Chapter 10, in which Christopher Robin gives a poo party and we say goodbye. One day when the sun had come back over the forest, bringing with it the scent of May, and all the streams of the forest were tinkling happily to find themselves their own pretty little shape again, and the little pools lay dreaming of the life that they had seen, and all the big things that they had done. And in the warmth and the quiet of the forest, the cuckoo was trying over his voice carefully, and listening to see if he liked it. And wood pigeons were complaining gently to themselves in their lazy and comfortable way that it was the other fellow's fault, of course, but it didn't really matter very much. And on such a day as this, Christopher Robin whistled in a special way that he had, and an owl came flying down out of the 100-acre wood to see what was wanted. "Owl," said Christopher Robin, "I think I'm going to give a party." "Oh, are you?" said Owl. "Yeah, it's to be a special sort of a party, because it's because of what Pooh did when he did what he did to save Piglet from the flood." "Oh, is that what it's for, is it?" said Owl. "Yeah, so will you go tell Pooh as quickly as you can, and all the others too, because it's going to be tomorrow." "Oh, will it?" said Owl, still being as helpful as possible. "So would you go and tell them, please, Owl?" And Owl tried to think of something very wise to say, but he couldn't, so he just flew off to tell the others. And the first person he told was Pooh. "Pooh," he said, "Christopher Robin is giving a party." "Oh," said Pooh. Then seeing that Owl expected him to say something else, he said, "Will there be those little cake things with pink icing sugar?" Owl felt that it was rather beneath him to talk about little cake things with pink icing sugar, so he told Pooh exactly what Christopher Robin had said, and then he flew off to find Eeyore. "A party for me," thought Pooh to himself. "How grand." And he began to wonder if all the other animals would know that it was a special Pooh party, and if Christopher Robin had told them about the floating bear and the brain of Pooh, and all the wonderful ships that he had invented and sailed on. And he began to think, oh, how awful it would be if everybody had forgotten about it, and nobody quite knew what the party was for. And then the more he thought like this, the more the party got all muddled up in his mind like a dream when nothing goes right. And the dream began to sing itself over and over again until it became sort of a song, and it was an anxious Pooh song. "Three cheers for Pooh." "For who?" "For Pooh." "Why, what did he do?" "Oh, I thought you knew. He saved his friends from a wetting." "Three cheers for Bear." "For where?" "For Bear. He couldn't swim, but he rescued him." "He rescued who?" "Oh, listen, do. I'm talking of Pooh." "Of who?" "Of Pooh. I'm sorry, I keep on forgetting." "Well, Pooh was a bear of enormous brain." "Wait, say that again?" "Enormous brain." "Enormous what?" "Well, he ate a lot. I don't know if he could swim or not, but he managed to float on a sort of a boat." "A sort of a what?" "Well, a sort of a pot. So now let's give him three hearty cheers." "Wait, let's give him three hearty witches? I hope that he'll be with us for years and years and grow in health and wisdom and riches. Three cheers for Pooh." "For who?" "For Pooh." "Three cheers for Bear." "For where?" "For Bear." "Three cheers for wonderful Winnie the Pooh." "But just tell me, somebody, what did he do?" And while this was going on inside him, Owl was talking to Eeyore. "Eeyore," said Owl, "Christopher Robin is giving a party." "Oh, very interesting," said Eeyore. "Suppose they'll be sending me down the odd bits which get trodden on." "Oh, kind and thoughtful. No, not at all. Don't mention it." "Well, here is an invitation for you."
What was that like?"
"An invitation."
"Yes, I heard you. Who dropped it?"
"No, it's not anything to eat. It's asking you to come to the party tomorrow."
And Eeyore shook his head slowly. "Oh, no, you must mean Piglet. He's the little fellow with the excited ears. That's Piglet. I'll go tell him."
"No, no, no," said Owl, getting very fussy. "It's for you."
"Oh, are you quite sure?"
"Yes, of course I'm sure. Christopher Robin said all of them. Tell all of them," he said.
"All of them except for Eeyore?"
"No, all of them," said Owl skulkily.
"Oh," said Eeyore, "a mistake, no doubt, but still, I'll come in anyway. But don't blame me if it starts to rain." But it didn't rain.
Christopher Robin had made a long table out of some long pieces of wood, and they all sat around it, and Christopher Robin sat at one end, and Pooh sat at the other end, and between them on one side were Owl and Eeyore and Piglet, and between them on the other side were Rabbit and Roo and Kanga, and all of Rabbit's friends and relations spread themselves out about on the grass, and they waited hopefully just in case anybody spoke to them or dropped anything or asked them the time. And it was the first party to which Roo had ever been, and he was very excited. As soon as ever they had sat down, he began to talk. "Hello, Pooh," he squeaked.
"Oh, hello, Roo," said Pooh.
And Roo jumped up and down in his seat for a little while, and then he began again. "Hello, Piglet," he squeaked. And Piglet waved a paw at him, being too busy to say anything. "Hello, Eeyore," said Roo. And Eeyore nodded gloomily at him.
It will rain soon. You see if it doesn't, he said. And Roo looked to see if it didn't, and it didn't. So he said, hello, Owl. And Owl said, oh, hello, my little fellow, in a kindly way. And then he went on telling Christopher Robin about an accident which had nearly happened to a friend of his, whom Christopher Robin didn't know. And Kanga said to Roo, drink up your milk first, dear, and then talk afterwards. And so Roo, who was drinking his milk, tried to say that he couldn't do both at once. Then he had to be patted on the back and dried off for quite a long time afterwards. When they had nearly all eaten enough, Christopher Robin banged on the table with a spoon, and everybody stopped talking and went very silent, except for Roo, who was just finishing a loud attack of hiccups and was trying to look as if it was one of Rabbit's relations. This party, said Christopher Robin, is a party because of what someone did, and we all know who it was, and this party is because of what he did. And I've got a present for him, and here it is. And then he felt around a little bit, and he whispered, ah, where is it? And while he was looking, Eeyore coughed in an impressive manner, and then he began to speak. Friends, he said, including oddments, it's a great pleasure. Perhaps I should say it has been a pleasure so far to see you all at my party. What I did was nothing. Any of you, except for Rabbit and Owl and Kanga, would have done exactly the same thing. Oh, and Pooh. My remarks do not, of course, apply to Piglet and Roo because they're too small. Any of you would have done the same, but it just so happens to have been me. It was not, I need hardly say, with any idea of getting whatever Christopher Robin's looking for now. And he put his front leg up to his mouth and he said in a loud whisper, try under the table. That I did what I did. Because I feel that we should all do what we can to help. I feel that we should all in our way. Said Roo accidentally. Oh, Roo dear, said Kanga reproachfully. Was that me? Asked Roo, surprised. What is it you're talking about now? Piglet whispered to Pooh. Oh, I don't know, said Pooh rather dolefully. I thought that this was your party, Pooh. Yeah, I thought it was once, but I suppose that it isn't. I'd sooner it was yours than it was Eeyore's, said Piglet. Yeah, so would I, said Pooh. Said Roo again. Well, as I was saying, said Eeyore, loudly and sternly, as I was saying when I was interrupted by various loud sounds, I feel that everyone... Oh, here it is, said Christopher Robin excitedly. Pass it down to silly old Pooh. It's for Pooh. What, for Pooh? Said Eeyore. Yeah, of course, best bear in all the world. Oh, I might have known, said Eeyore. After all, one can't complain, can one? I've got my friends. Someone spoke to me only yesterday. It was it last week or the week before that Rabbit bumped into me and he said, oh, bother. Oh, the social round. Always something going on in my life. But nobody was listening, for they were all saying, hooray, open it, Pooh, and oh, what is it, Pooh, and oh, I bet I know what it is. No, you don't. And other helpful remarks of this kind. And of course, Pooh was opening it as quickly as ever he could, but without cutting the string, because you never know when a bit of string might be useful. And at last, it was undone. When Pooh saw what it was, he nearly fell down. He was so pleased. It was a special pencil case. There were pencils in it, marked B for bear, and pencils marked HB for helpful bear, and pencils marked BB for brave bear. And there was a knife for sharpening the pencils, and an India rubber for rubbing out anything which you had spelt wrong, and a ruler for ruling lines for the words to walk on, and inches marked on the ruler in case you wanted to know how many inches anything was, and blue pencils and red pencils and green pencils for saying special things in blue and red and green. And all of these lovely things were in a special little pocket all of their own in a special case, which shut with a click when you clicked it, and they were all for Pooh. Oh, said Pooh. Oh, Pooh, said everybody else except for Eeyore. Thank you, growled Pooh. But Eeyore was saying to himself, oh, this writing business. Pencils, overrated if you ask me, silly stuff. There's nothing in it. And then later on, when they had all said goodbye and thank you very much to Christopher Robin, Pooh and Piglet walked home thoughtfully together in the golden evening, and for a long time they were silent. When you wake up in the morning, Pooh, said Piglet at last, what's the first thing you say to yourself? I say, what is for breakfast, said Pooh. Why, what do you say, Piglet? I say, I wonder what's going to happen exciting today, said Piglet, and Pooh nodded. Yes, the same thing, he said. And what did happen? Asked Christopher Robin. What? When? Well, the next morning. Oh, I don't know. Well, could you think and then tell me and Pooh sometime? Well, if you want it very much. Yeah, Pooh does, said Christopher Robin. And he gave a deep sigh, and he picked up his bear by the leg, and then he walked off to the door, trailing Winnie the Pooh behind him. And at the door he turned and he said, you coming to see me have my bath? Yeah, I might, I said. Was Pooh's pencil case any better than mine? Well, you know, it was exactly the same, I said. And then he nodded, and he went out. And in a moment I heard Winnie the Pooh bump, 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 going back up the stairs behind him.